أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فاليوم ننجيك ببدنك لتكون لمن خلفك آية وإن كثيرا من الناس عن آياتنا لغافلون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous ayat spoke of the drowning of Fir'aun and the tawbah of Fir'aun that he made at the time of death, and his decision to embrace Islam and accept the message of Musa alayhi salam at that moment when he was about to die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the rejection of his faith at that point, and that a person's tawbah does not count for anything in the court of Allah when it is made at such a delayed stage. Allah then goes on to say, regarding the body of Fir'aun, the Banu Israel, after they crossed the Red Sea and they were on the other side, Musa alayhi salam informed them that Allah had destroyed Fir'aun and he had been drowned. And they were so subdued to Fir'aun, and Fir'aun had such a controlling effect on the Banu Israel that they refused to believe this. They said it can never be. He was such a powerful figure, and he was given such great authority. He could not have drowned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed the ocean to throw out and dispose of the body of Fir'aun, and one wave carried his body and threw it onto the shore for the Banu Israel to see the reality of what Musa alayhi salam had informed them. Allah says, فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ. Allah speaks of the preservation of the body of Fir'aun. Allah says, this day we shall preserve your body. We shall save it and preserve it. لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so that whoever comes خلفك, خلف means behind you, after you, generations and nations and people who will come after you, your body will serve as a sign of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For every tyrant and every oppressor who will come after you, let him see what was the fate of the oppression of Fir'aun and his tyranny. Now, of course, there are claims that are made that the body of Fir'aun is preserved up to this day in certain museums. But we do not know what became of the body of Fir'aun after it was spewed out by the ocean. There is no historical accounts or facts to tell us exactly what happened to his body, whether it was left on the shore, whether it was carried to some other part in Egypt, whether it was preserved, whether it was mummified. No such details are provided. Only recently, in the recent few years back, there was a news article in an Egyptian tabloid that the body of Fir'aun was discovered by certain archaeologists, and that body was taken and preserved firstly in a museum in Cairo, and it is believed that today the body is found in a certain museum in Turkey. Allah knows the reality, whether that is truly the body of Fir'aun. And we must know that Fir'aun was not the name of this individual. Fir'aun was the title given to every ruler of Egypt. So Allah knows whether this is truly the body of Fir'aun or not. But Allah says that his body will be preserved so that it may serve as a lesson and a sign for all those to follow. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yet you find many, many people, عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ. They are the signs warning them of the power of Allah and Allah's authority and Allah's ability and Allah's capability, but still many people are heedless and neglectful. How many times we find almost every year there are certain calamities, there are certain disasters, there are certain natural occurrences that take place in order to remind people of Allah's power and His ability that He has. Allah says, yet many people remain heedless of this. Allah goes on to say in Ayah number 93 of Surah Yunus. وَلَقَدْ بَوَّأْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مُبَوَّأَ صِدْقٍ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then we gave the Banu Israel, the Israelites, we gave them a proper place to stay. مُبَوَّأَ صِدْقٍ مُبَوَّأَ means a place that is prepared for one to reside in and to live in. So Allah says we gave them a mubawwa as-sidq, sidq, a proper, good place. Remember where they are coming from a life of slavery, a life of being treated in the most despised and insignificant way, a life of great anxiety and troubles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we saved them, we gave them a proper place to live, and on top of that, over and above that, وَرْزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ, we provided for them all the good things of this world. There are two concerns that we have, primary concerns, not only as Muslims, but as human beings. First is, you have a good home, a proper home, a comfortable home, and number two, your sustenance and your provisions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we blessed them with both of these. First, we gave them a good, suitable place to live and to stay, and then we also gave them provisions and sustenance of all the good things and the pure things, the best of things were given to them. فَمَخْتَلَفُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they did not dispute amongst themselves. They did not have any differences amongst themselves. حَتَّى جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ. Until al-ilm came to them. Until al-ilm came to them. Al-ilm here is referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is known, al-ilm, this is known as, but generally a person who has knowledge or possesses knowledge is known as an alim. Alim, a possessor of knowledge. Right? But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not refer to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an alim. He refers to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as al-ilm, which means knowledge itself. Now, in Arabic, we find this quite common, that if there's an attribute in a person that is overwhelming, there's this attribute in him that is really, overpowering, and a very strong, positive attitude or attribute in a person, then he is given the name of that attribute. So if a person is a very just person, in Arabic, you normally a person who possesses the quality of justice, we say adil. This person is adil, adilun. Right? But if it is an overwhelming quality of justice found in that person, then we call him adl. He is justice himself. He is justice himself. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the Prophet as al-ilm. Can you imagine what knowledge he possessed that Allah referred to him as knowledge? Allah gave him the title of knowledge. Allah says once knowledge or that which was known, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the possessor of an extreme and great level of knowledge, when he came to them, now they started disputing and differing amongst themselves. إِنَّ رَبَّكْ يَقْضِي بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Indeed, your Rabb, your Allah, He will decide between them on the day of Qiyamah. فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. Regarding all that in which they disputed with each other. May Allah grant us the understanding. SubhanAllah.